理课堂听 class.com。
18. A box full of gold. On Saturday, soon after noon, the boys met at the dead tree. However, they failed to find anything. When they arrived at the old house, they were first afraid to go in. It was completely quiet there under the hot sun and very lonely. They entered. They did not dare to speak. They looked around with interest. Then they wanted to look at the room above. They found nothing up there and were starting to go down when... "Be quiet." Tom's voice was shaking. "What is it?" Huck asked, becoming white with fear. "There! Hear it?" "Yes! We must run! We can't move! They are coming toward the door!" The boys were on the floor, looking down into the room below through holes, sick with fear, waiting. Two men entered. Both boys had seen one of the men in the village. The other man was a stranger. He was wearing very old clothes. The boys were now shaking with fear. This man was Joe. "They may catch us here in this house," Joe said. "I wanted to leave here yesterday, but those boys were playing on Cardiff Hill. They would have seen us." Those boys were Tom and Huck. They were shaking again. The two men had brought some food, and they began to eat. After a while, Joe said, "When it's dark, go home. Wait there until you hear from me. I will go into the village once again. Then we will do the job we planned, and then we will run far away. Now I need sleep. You stay here as a guard." He was soon asleep, and then the guard, too, was soon sleeping. The boys took a long, thankful breath. Tom said, "Now is our chance come." He would not move, and Tom started to leave alone. Joe sat up and called the other. He said, "It is almost time for us to be moving. What shall we do with our money? 600 silver dollars is heavy to carry. We can put it in the ground, deep." His friend agreed. He went to the place where the fire had been built, raised one of the big stones from the earthen floor, and took out a big bag of money. Joe was in a corner, making a hole in the ground with his knife. The boys did not dare to speak. They heard Joe's knife strike something hard. "What is it?" said his friend. "It is an old box," Joe said. "Help me lift it." "No, I have broken it open." He put his hand in the box and then brought it out again. "Man, this is money!" The two men looked at the handful of money. It was gold. They soon had the box out of the earth. It was not large, but it had once been very strong, with iron bands to hold the wood together. There are thousands of dollars here, said Joe. Now it won't be necessary to do that job in the village, said the other. Joe said, You do not understand. I am not doing that job only for money. I will pay wrong with wrong. What do we do with this money? Put it in the ground again. Yes. No. Where did those gardening things come from? There was fresh earth on them. Who was here? We must take the money away. I have a good place for it. At the number 2 place, under the cross. It is nearly dark enough to go. Joe went from window to window, looking out. Then he said, Who could have come here? Do you think they are in the room above us? The boy's breath stopped. Joe put his hand on his knife and started to go up. Then they heard the sound of breaking wood, and Joe fell to the ground. No people are up there, his friend said. They saw us coming and they ran. They thought that we were ghosts, and they are running yet. Soon the 2 men went out of the house with the box of gold and the bag of silver dollars. Tom had a fearful thought. Joe said that he would pay wrong with wrong. Was he talking about us, Huck? Feeling suddenly weak, Huck almost fell to the ground.